Hello, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to BungaCast, the global politics podcast at the end of history. That's what we're going to be discussing today. You're listening to this in January. I hope you're not having a dry January. Hope you have a wet January. I don't know. This is
an episode. Wet.
It's already, well, yeah. I mean, here it's the rainy season to, you know, push away any suggestions of any other connotations of what a wet January might be. Anyway, we're recording this actually at the end of the year. You're hearing this in mid-January, I think, listener. But for us, at least, we're recording this on the 30th of December and have that kind of ominous sense of ending, that sort of doomly sort of feeling. But for you, listener, that might not be the case. You will have already lived through the end. You will perhaps have listened to an episode we unlocked, a recent discussion which we've had with Lily Lynch on NATO and the end of neutrality in international relations as more countries join up with the Atlantic bloc. That was available only to patrons, but we've now unlocked that because we think it's a good episode and everybody should listen to it if you are not yet a patron. Then patrons will also have heard our interview with Chris Cutrone on the death of the millennial left. And now we're going to have a very weighty theoretical discussion about the end, about modernity, utopia, and facing up to the abyss before us. All cheery topics, and I'm very happy. Finally, and extend a welcome, very, very belated welcome to Giuliano Fiori, who you can see there if you're watching this on video. Giuliano is an essayist and the director of the Alameda Institute. He also has a PhD in intellectual history and was a rugby player at the Olympics. So, you know, very accomplished person. Giuliano, hello.
Hi. Thanks a lot for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to having this discussion. And, you know, George and Phil as well, who are in the UK. Hello.
Hi. Don't sound too enthusiastic that we're both.
Yeah,
here
I didn't.
Well.
I didn't mean it as an afterthought. I just, yeah, the introduction fell at the wrong place. It got all confused.
No. Happy to be here at the end of the year. Made it through.
So what we're going to be talking about is, the last utopia, the final utopia, perhaps, or the last liberal utopia of human rights and humanitarianism. Maybe it was the last one. Maybe wokeism was the last utopia. Though there's a question about whether wokeism even represents anything utopian. So maybe that's something that we'll touch on. But we're dealing with this now. We're recording this in 2023, when certainly on the left, there seems to be incredibly little hope about, little expectation of political advance, which is a pretty different situation to where we were, you know, three, certainly 4 or 5 years ago, where there was a rebirth in left optimism. And the decline of that optimism, I think, has had loads of impacts on the way the left sees the world and what it rallies around. And perhaps, you know, if we think about what the left is rallying around today, it's maybe Palestine and climate change, and that's about it. Neither of which are particularly kind of hopeful subjects. Neither seem to provide avenues for progress, let alone radical transformation in any obvious sense anyway. So we're going to talk about humanitarianism first, and you're going to see where this leads to, because the next section of this is going to be on catastrophe, on ending, on the sense of perhaps there being very little left, little rope left in liberal democracy. And then finally, we're going to finish on what it means to organize around this notion of ending, something that Julian was very interested in kind of uncovering, discovering, and discussing, and has written really interesting things exploring this issue. And we're also going to ask whether, you know, does that mean emergency politics? Does it mean circumventing democracy? What does it mean to organize around catastrophe? So to get cracking, I think maybe it's worth just setting this up. I'm going to ask this to Giuliano, but also Phil should jump in because he's also written a lot on this issue, studied it a lot. What was humanitarianism